Hare Krishna. If you hear me talking quietly, it's because I'm talking quietly. As I mentioned a few days back, I'd contacted some kind of chest cold, and it's keeping me from talking properly or loudly. I'm in New Brajadam. Came here yesterday afternoon, and it's been wonderful being here. I was planning to come here on Saturday, but because I wasn't well, so I ended up staying in Budapest and trying to cure this cold without any great successes yet, such as the material body. Today I had the wonderful privilege of being able to address Radhe Shyam and they look very, very beautiful. If you look on the site, then you'll see pictures of them. And I was tempted to start speaking on Uddhava Gita, but because I'm here in Hungary for such a short period of time, and then I'll be gone for 5 weeks, I didn't really want to just start in, so I continued from a place where devotees are in Bhagavatam class, which just happened to be the second chapter of the third canto, where Vidura and Uddhava are talking, and Uddhava is remembering Vrindavan. So, once again, close contact and connection with Uddhavji is there, whom Vidura in the concluding verse of the first chapter called Sakha, O friend. Nice relationship between two great Vaishnavas. And the theme of that class was the second verse of the second chapter, where Uddhava is being glorified by Shukadeva Goswami and Srila Prabhupada as a Nitya Siddha, who even when he was 5 years old, he was playing with dolls of Krishna and imitating deity worship, and he was so absorbed that he didn't even come to eat when he was called for eating. That's not an ordinary 5-year-old. And of course, Srila Prabhupada goes on to also say how in Vaishnava families, parents go out of their way to give their children a similar opportunity by also giving them dolls of Krishna or Rama, so that the impression, this first impression, which is such an important impression in a person's life, the impression they get as a child, is very strongly imprinted in their psyche, their consciousness. Topic of effect of conditioning is something that I've discussed on many times in the past. It's a very important topic, and certainly one that affects adults. And what to speak of children who are like blank slates and open to anything that they hear. And when they do hear the glories of Krishna, when they see the deity form of the Lord, when they hear wonderful adventures of Mahabharata and Ramayana and Srimad Bhagavatam, then this becomes their absorption, this becomes their meditation. And as their meditation, it's something that has a deep, lasting impression and gives every chance that as they grow up, they become great Vaishnavas, if they're not already great Vaishnavas, which may already be the case since they've already come from families, they're taking birth in Vaishnava families, which means that they're already coming from Vaishnava families in the past. Children who are born into the homes of Vaishnavas are not ordinary. Someone asked, how can you tell whether your child is self-realized or not? It's the same way that you tell whether an adult is self-realized or not. And if that poses a problem, then obviously it's not such a priority for us trying to judge how advanced someone is. The real priority is, regardless of how advanced someone is, giving them the opportunity to become further advanced and giving them the opportunity to become self-realized. And we had some discussion about this topic of worshipping dolls or playing with dolls and worshipping deities. And Srila Prabhupada seems to emphasize the worship of deities as something that's done by adults or those children who already have discrimination, and for little children that they imitate the worship of the family deity or the temple deity by worshipping dolls until they become old enough to take care of deities or participate in that deity worship themselves. And then Srila Prabhupada makes this comment that we're also very fortunate to have been born into such a family, such a privileged family, such a learned family who gave us the opportunity to become devotees and taught us devotional practices. I'm just reading Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita again. It's a wonderful experience to be rereading it. And I've read it 20 times. But I haven't read it probably for the last 15 years or so. And it's really wonderful. As with all other literature, one's realization and appreciation increases with the passing of time, or rather with the development of one's Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada really gives the credit for his devotional development, original devotional development, to his father, who taught him how to observe Ratha Yatra, worship the deity, play the mridanga, and that he states that that same seed that was originally planted by his father and cultivated was then further matured and watered by his spiritual master, and that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur then taught him about writing books and printing them and distributing them. So we can practically see that in the life of such children, the Bhakti Lata Beach starts with the parents, and it's something that then becomes confirmed by the spiritual master. For this reason, Maharaj Vishwabdev says, Namo Chetta Samapetam Nityam, that you better be able to deliver your dependents. That's your responsibility, and it's a responsibility one needs to take very, very seriously. And how to do that? Well, Srila Prabhupada has given so many guidelines, and here we see the example, for instance, of Uddhava Anityasiddha, someone who never forgets Krishna. And ultimately, that's the sign whether children are liberated or not, that they spontaneously attracted to serving Krishna, and that there's not any particular time when they abandon that worship or forget Krishna at any time. Srila Prabhupada says, I can't remember a time when I forgot Krishna, or that he wasn't Krishna conscious. That's a sign of a eternally liberated soul. Anyway, these were today's thoughts and discussions, and now I'll be here until Saturday, and on Saturday evening going back to Budapest for the Sunday 20th anniversary installation of our deities there, Dhyanitai Vijayagauranga. Hare Krishna.